Hello and thank you for listening. My name is Dr. Kristen Lowett from the School of Environmental Studies, Queen's University, and you are listening to a pubcast, an abridged and annotated reading of a research publication or product read by me, the author. The goal of pubcasts is to tap into the power of the human voice and help people connect with science in an accessible way. Pubcasts keep things straightforward, so you won't hear the in-text citations, long acronyms, or other details that might make wading through a paper more challenging. But like all peer-reviewed research, this work stands on the shoulders of researchers who came before. So I strongly encourage you to visit the paper online and see the full reference list. Of course, I would love to hear your feedback. You can find my contact information in the online details of this podcast. Today's paper is Advancing Basic Income as a Policy Tool for Food System Sustainability, written by Kristen Lowett, Charles Levko, Ryan Dale, Colin Dring, Dante Gabejewo, Alex Gleros, Hannah Harrison, Christine Knott, Philip Loring, Jofia Menley-Zambo, Caitlin Patterson, and Elaine Power. This paper was published in the Journal of Agriculture and Human Values. You can read the full text and see the affiliations and other details about the authors online at the journal website. Please go to link.springer.com, click on Find a Journal, and search for Agriculture and Human Values. You can also find a direct link to the journal article in the online details of this podcast. Introduction. Inequities in the dominant food system and subsequent vulnerabilities are being made over ever more visible in the context of climate change, the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, growing food insecurity, and rising inflation. Policies and programs that can support social and economic security while responding to intensifying environmental challenges are urgently needed. Basic income is receiving increasing attention as one such policy tool in jurisdictions around the world. However, its applications to food systems are underexplored. This discussion paper explores the role of basic income in supporting food system sustainability in Canada. As part of Coalition Canada's Case for Basic Income series, the authors have contributed to three cases focusing on household food security, fisheries, and agriculture. They have identified similarities and differences among sectors and present this discussion paper to expand the analysis and links across the cases using a food systems lens. In what follows, I will provide an overview of basic income, discuss why it is a compelling tool for food systems, offer our insights on key areas of impact for basic income in the food system, and conclude by discussing limitations of a basic income and areas needing more research and policy examination. What is a basic income? A basic income is a cash transfer delivered to individuals to ensure everyone has the means to meet the basic needs for a dignified life. There have been debates about how a basic income should be designed and administered. However, most Canadian basic income proposals feature a set of common principles, including adequacy, autonomy, dignity, unconditionality, and universality. In Canada, core features of a basic income, as expressed by social movements and which we adopt for our research, is that it is universally accessible, targeted to low-income individuals, income-tested but not means-tested, sufficient, respectful of autonomy, complementary of social services, and reliable. In other words, a basic income provides an income floor below which no one should fall. No one should be worse off because of receiving a basic income. It is worth noting that basic income proposals in Canada are different than in some other countries, such as the United States, that prefer universal distribution to everyone, regardless of how much money they earn. In Canada, a basic income would go to those whose incomes fall below a set threshold, meaning it is income tested, and the amount recommended, unlike in the United States, would be adequate to enable people to live a dignified, although sparse, life without other income supports. Now, back to the main text. Researchers and advocates have long been considering basic income as a key proposal for reducing poverty and addressing the current gaps in social assistance programs. Basic income has gained attention due to rising income inequality, gig economy jobs, COVID-19, and concerns about automation. There is currently a policy window for basic income in Canada, with bills proposed, municipal resolutions going forward, and a proposed demonstration project in Prince Edward Island. A growing evidence base from Canada on basic income and related cash transfer programs demonstrates the potentially transformative role of basic income in addressing income and health inequities and building resilience to economic and ecological disruptions. For example, the 1970s basic income experiments in Manitoba, widely known as MINCOM, showed a link between a basic income and improved health outcomes, reduced crime and violence, improved educational outcomes, and enhanced family relationships. Preliminary results from a basic income pilot in the province of Ontario similarly demonstrated a link between a basic income and improved physical, mental, and emotional well-being and improved overall quality of life. And although research is preliminary, there are also indications that a carefully designed basic income may have environmental benefits by increasing capacity for more environmentally friendly behaviors. However, there are critiques and uncertainties about a basic income from across the political spectrum. These include the potential disincentive to work, different views on the role of the state in providing for citizens' needs, the cost of funding basic income programs, and whether and how temporary migrant workers will be included. We also acknowledge that a distributed mechanism like basic income may not directly address the ongoing problem of limitless wealth accumulation and the inequality it entails. Why a basic income for the food system? Food systems are complex and interconnected, influencing various systems and socio-ecological processes. Food is a human right, a source of livelihood, and a central part of our relationship with the biosphere. Scholars and activists are redefining food as a common and public good, challenging its commodification. Realizing food as a common requires public support, subsidies, and legal frameworks, which a basic income could help serve. Essentially, more than the linear food chain from production to waste, food systems are complex systems affecting and being affected by other systems. In recent years, advocates have argued against viewing food like any other commodity purchased on the market, but as a common good that should be available to everyone. And this is where a basic income may play a key role. Now back to the main text. Food system challenges in Canada, such as the farm income crisis, fisheries issues, seafood processing work, means that we need more robust policy solutions. Farm operators are forced to work off-farm, facing high levels of debt and lack of succession plans. Harvesters struggle with unequal access to fishing quota and the precarity of seafood processing work, which is increasingly reliant on migrant workers. Food insecurity in the food system extends to the challenge of highly unequal levels of food security across Canada. In 2023, nearly 23% of Canadian households experienced food insecurity, the highest recorded level in 20 years, with higher levels in racialized communities. However, there's little evidence so far to suggest that governments in Canada are willing to take anything more than incremental steps to deal with food system challenges, which highlights the importance of exploring what impacts a basic income program could have in this context. Areas of impact for a basic income in the food system. We now share our insights on key areas of basic income in the food system, focusing on addressing precarity and generating co-benefits. Addressing precarity, food access, and food prices. Reducing precarity and food access is a well-established potential benefit of a basic income. If a basic income is designed according to the principles endorsed by Coalition Canada and which are clearly laid out in the 2023 report on basic income prepared for Prince Edward Island, it would not cut off at incomes above the poverty line, but would gradually phase out as benefits are reduced. Since the basic income would go to more individuals than only those under the poverty line, significant reductions in food insecurity rates can be anticipated. Moreover, basic income has the potential to eliminate deep poverty, which has the worst health outcomes. This would disproportionately benefit racialized groups. Another potential, although less well-researched, benefit of a basic income is addressing precarity for consumers and producers affected by rising and uncertain food prices. Food prices are high, even more so in the face of increasing corporate concentration, financialization of the food system, impacts of war and climate change. Plus, externalization of social ecological problems does not reflect the true cost of food. By increasing household incomes, as above, A basic income guarantee could potentially help mitigate these price increases while also providing greater income support and bargaining powers to workers in the agriculture and fishery sectors. Addressing precarity, livelihoods. Ensuring secure and sustainable livelihoods for food producers and harvesters is a key goal of a basic income. While fisheries and agriculture have unique sectoral dynamics, fishers and farmers face similar livelihood precarities within the dominant industrial food system. This includes the seasonal nature of their work, unpredictable weather and climate events, uncertain prices for harvest or catches, and high startup costs. A basic income could play an important role in helping both fishers and farmers withstand the uncertainties of the market, shielding them from the worst impacts of market instability and climate disasters. A basic income ensures that an income floor is available in the event of crises or vulnerabilities, thereby decreasing financial pressure. In doing so, it may also enable fishers and farmers to experiment with value-added products or seafood innovations, developing new or local markets, and lessening financial risks associated with startup costs and capital investments. Incomes are even lower for fish and seafood processing workers, where women's employment is still concentrated and work-related injuries are high. A basic income could also have benefits for mental health. Studies in Canada and other industrialized countries have indicated that farmers and fishers have higher rates of psychological stress, distress compared to the general population. The mental health of farmers in Canada further declined during the COVID-19 pandemic as compared to the general population, with the most precipitous declines observed for women farmers. Enhanced financial stability could have significant positive benefits for mental health in both agriculture and fisheries. A basic income has been associated in a number of studies with improvements to mental health in the general population. Generating co-benefits within and beyond food systems. Food systems are interconnected and dependent on other systems, so implementing a basic income can positively impact other areas of society. Co-benefits may include enhanced rural socioeconomic revitalization, agroecological farming, sustainable fishing practices, and alternative economic practices. Canada's rural and northern communities are struggling with high transportation costs, food spoilage, and limited local food production. A basic income could provide compensation, time for local food growing, and opportunities for small-scale producers to invest in sustainable practices. This could also help address climate change and enhance rural resilience and equity. Canada's rural areas are also experiencing population decline and diminishing immigration due to factors like education, employment, and cultural connection. A basic income might support rural immigration by improving diet and food security and addressing food insecurity, which disproportionately impacts racialized and Indigenous households.
This could lead to community cohesion and intercultural food sovereignty models.
Lastly, basic income could be a valuable policy tool for Indigenous communities protecting traditional food systems. It may provide financial security during modern treaty negotiations, reducing financial pressures and allowing for alternative policy pathways to defend Indigenous food systems. However, implementing a basic income must respect Indigenous self-determination and address colonial structures. Limitations of a basic income. A basic income is not a panacea for the problems facing food systems. A basic income alone cannot address the structural factors contributing to financial precarity and the uncertainty facing farmers and fishers, including growing corporate concentration and the climate crisis. Another shortcoming of current basic income models is that they often overlook the migrant labor that is carried out by people who do not have permanent residency or citizenship, yet which contribute significantly to the functionality of the fisheries and agricultural sectors, as well as economic sustainability of small rural communities. Both agriculture and fisheries are witnessing increasing use of migrant labor via temporary migrant labor policies, especially for farm work and seafood processing. With respect to Indigenous food systems, much more consideration needs to be given to understanding the potential impacts of basic income on colonial policies affecting Indigenous food systems, as well as the potential tensions associated with relying on a policy tool administered by colonial state structures. A final key tension and debate surrounding a basic income concerns the extent to which it may reinforce existing social, economic, and environmental harms, or open possibilities for more radical political and economic disruptions across the food system and beyond. There are concerns that a minimalist libertarian form of basic income would take the place of, rather than augment, other social services and government programs. Conclusion. In conclusion, we advance several key recommendations for policy, practice, and academic exploration. First, immediate economic and policy research is required to analyze the possible economic impacts of a basic income on the fisheries and agricultural sectors. Furthermore, there is a need for monitoring and assessment of both the quantitative and qualitative benefits of a basic income, capitalizing on a growing number of pilot demonstrations and government interest in this policy tool. Second, academic interest in a basic income has made a strong case for supporting individual and household food security. Much less attention has been given to production and harvesting and its intersections with consumption, as we began to address in this article. There are many questions to further explore pertaining to local food systems development through a basic income. Finally, there is a need for more research to document the experiences and perspectives of people on the front lines, including producers, harvesters, processors, food workers, indigenous nations, non-governmental organizations, and eaters. This will be central to generating greater evidence base about the potential impacts, both positive and otherwise, for basic income in the food system. Thanks for listening to this reading of Advancing Basic Income as a Policy Tool for Food System Sustainability, published in Agriculture and Human Values. To learn more about the author of this podcast, visit kristenlowitt.ca. To learn more about podcasts and how to record one yourself, visit Research Equals at researchequals.com and search for podcasts.